disappointing thing. It's self-inflicted. I think we give the ball away far too cheaply at times. That just kept the crowd excited, put Derby on the front foot. And then suddenly when we got opportunities ourselves, I think we had two or three great opportunities to get our noses in front. But I'm just disappointed in the manner in which we conceded the first goal. The boy Russell's picked it up and just sort of waltzed through everybody. And then it's like a double deflection. And suddenly we're having to chase the game.
How frustrating was that right at the start of the second half? You'd gone in 0-0 and Derby were becoming a little bit frustrated themselves.
Yeah, again, they're a good side and it was a full house today. But they're a good team and deserve to be at the top of the league. The last thing we want to be doing is gifting teams of that quality because they've got players in the team that will hurt you. And that was the unfortunate thing. It wasn't as though it was good play that sort of opened us up or anything like that. I thought we defended the box very, very well. And like I say, we had opportunities at the other end where we should have maybe got our noses in front.
What did you think of the response by your side after going a goal down?
Well, it's like anything. You've got to chase the game. I tried getting as many forwards as possible because we're at the stage where we need to get back in the game. And I think Grant pulled off two or three good saves. He was probably the busiest out of the two keepers. But there I am talking to you about we've just got beat at Derby County 2-0.
How much progress are you seeing in the time that you've been working with the Fulham side?
Well, I can't fault the effort and the applications. It's just the decision-making at times in key moments in the game. And like I say, when we've been in good possession, we give sloppy passes away. Suddenly it give Derby a sniff. And like, if any team's going to punish you, Derby would do.
Do you feel Fulham are far away now?
Excuse me?
Do you feel Fulham are far away from winning another match? I mean, it's what? Since the end of October, Fulham haven't actually recorded a victory. And I thought at times today, it looked promising.
Well, now the scoreline tells you we got beat and we've got a difficult game on Tuesday against Rotherham. The most important thing, you know, they'll be fighting and scrapping, and that's the first thing we need to do is fight and scrap, compete, and then hopefully our talent will come through.